This is the Courtney for Life podcast, simple, real, and relatable audio bits on lifestyle, nutrition, and fitness. Grab a plate of tacos and let's chat.
Hey, strong friends. Welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. All right, so bear with me as I am on the treadmill. So if I sound a little bit out of breath, it's because I'm exhausted. I am 4 days out of my competition, and that is the topic that I want to go off of today. I feel compelled to share a little bit, and I want to tag on to my podcast episode 102, talking about like social responsibilities as an influencer. And I kind of want to expand on that in the sense of social responsibilities as a competitor. So I really believe that if I'm going to show what I do, my competitions and stuff, I believe I have a responsibility that I should show it all. Not just the highlights, not just the show day glam, not just the post-show treats, not just the strength PR as a level of leanness that I get to, and the wonderful, glorious high-calorie days, but the challenges and the struggles that come with all of that, because there are a lot of them. I truly believe for every, like, one win, there's, like, two struggles that come with it. And why do I feel like I should show it all? Because the bikini division especially is like the entry level for physique competitions. It's the most achievable. I feel like it's the most desirable for girls, for women. And it's usually that like, air quote, I want to try it once goal that a lot of people have. And especially because I feel like as I did one of them, I really influenced a lot of people for them to want to do it too. So I believe that I have a responsibility, especially as a coach, as an influencer, and even though I'm not a prep coach, I am a lifestyle coach, I want to be honest about it. And if you know me, you know that's what I'm here for, the communication, the honesty, the platform to relate and to share. And for some reason, I'm compelled to share that today. And because I feel like the bikini division is so attainable for a lot of girls, women, there's a lot of negatives that come with it. And the reason for that is because there's a lack of understanding the protocols, a lack of education prior to getting into it. A lot of girls will sign up with a coach and just follow a plan without knowing why. And I've had a few girls, in all honesty, reach out to me on social media. And they say, like, I'm a new competitor. I have my coach doing this and I don't understand why. And I think that's really, really common. So I want to take a step forward, open up, and be responsible because I have that awareness. I have that knowledge. And again, even though I'm not a prep coach, I can see this and share this with kind of like different goggles or different hats as a coach, as a leader, as a competitor as well. My girlfriend, my industry colleague, I guess, and my Atlas bodybuilding teammate, Morgan, her and I have talked about this a lot and very recently, and we hate that this part isn't shared. And again, for some reason today, I was like, nope, today's the day I talk about it and to share like my feelings and insights. And if you do remotely follow any kind of fitness competitors in any sense, on social media, you've probably seen a scenario like this happen once or twice before where a girl competes and then they ghost after their show. Like only 2 months later, they finally open up. Then they talk about like a rebound or all the challenges that happened during prep and how hard it was. But that's only after their darkest times and when they're already coming out of it. They don't talk about it during. And I get why it's not shared during competitions, like during those dark times. Like it's embarrassing, it's vulnerable. We don't want to talk about it. I also feel like, and I say this with a lot of respect, because I understand that it's not their job. Their job as a competitor is to follow the protocols that their coach gives them, not to educate others. But it's also because there's a lack of understanding with their protocols. So they know that they have to do something, go through extremes, but they don't understand why. And that, I think, is a huge problem. For me, why I don't always share the struggles, one, because my platform isn't all for competitions. I've actually asked many times before and recently as I started the current prep that I'm in, And most of my followers think it's nice that I share it, but they don't really care. They're not here for that. So that's why I don't talk about it. But also, like, when I am in the depths of it, I know where my boundaries are. And if you know me more on a personal level, you know that I am so fucking stern on my boundaries. And I will put those up so hard. Even in my relationship, even with my very close friends, and even with my clients. When I am, like, a few weeks out of competition, my boundaries are up so hard. And when I share vulnerable situations like this, like when I'm struggling, those are leaks in my energy bucket. And I know how to protect those. So I don't always share. But for me, I believe it's important to be honest. Again, especially as I have a following, as I choose to share this part of my life, if I'm going to share the highs, I think I have a responsibility to share the lows. And also because of my client base. If I inspire others, I want them to know about the whole fucking story, not just the glam. So today, I'll be honest, today and yesterday, this Tuesday afternoon as I'm recording this, my competition, first one of this year, is on Saturday. Yesterday and today, Monday, Tuesday, are the toughest days that I have felt, not just this in this prep, but in all of the preps I've experienced. And the thing is, there's no other option, though. I don't have the option to just eat more if I'm hungry, or to rest and not do my workout if I don't feel like it. I have to fucking do it. I have these things that I need to do. I understand why, and I execute them. I get them done at the honest best effort I can, so that when I look back in a week from now, I'm not like, fuck, I wish I just fucking sucked it up and did it. And the thing is, I was having a conversation with my coach today, and I had the opportunity to tell him, but I didn't. Because I know that he probably just would have said, you know what, fucking deal with it. It's temporary. And again, I know that I have protocols to follow, and I know why we're doing this, and I know I can get through it. And I know that it's temporary. I know the plan. I understand the protocols. So even if I did say something to him, I guarantee he would have been like, well, just shut the fuck up and do it, because he said that to me before. And this is where the difference lies between, I'm going to say, and again, I say this respectfully, uneducated competitors and me, or competitors who are educated, because I very much understand the protocols, and I've been through this many times. Maybe if this was my first competition prep, my coach would have let up, and he did when it was my first competition. Like, he eased me into this whole industry, and he made sure that first show that I did was very enjoyable. And he only pushed me, and only continues to push me, to the level that I kind of allow him to. He kind of knows where my boundaries are as a competitor, but he also knows exactly how and when to push me. And the thing is, even though today's been one of the hardest days that I've ever felt as a competitor, hard doesn't mean that it's impossible. I know that I can do it. It's just uncomfortable as fuck. And I am very much allowed to say that. Just because I, air quote, choose my hard, I signed up for this, I know that prep isn't easy, I've done this before, doesn't mean that I'm not allowed to say that it's hard. What I'm not allowed to do is give up. That is like, no, that's a rule that I've set for myself, whether other competitors believe it or not. Just because it's hard doesn't mean I can't do it. And it's ultimately like the hard, challenging times, like, it's fucking mindset. That's ultimately like why prep is so hard for so many people. It's mindset. One of my girlfriends today at the gym, she like looked at me, she's like, how are you? And I just looked at her and she's like, I know. Like, other competitors like just get it. And back to being about mindset. From an outside perspective, I used to think that nutrition was going to be the hardest part in prep, and being like, fuck, I just like food. I don't want to like be hungry all the time. And yes, that is absolutely a very real thing. Managing through a prolonged period of time in a caloric deficit. You don't get those cheat meals and off days and stuff, like, especially when you're so close, like, you just have to fucking grind through it. But for me, honestly, the nutrition is easy and the workouts are relatively easy, but it's the mindset. And I think that's what makes or breaks a competitor in their level of success or their continuation with competing. It's the mindset challenges and the opportunities that excuses and slip-ups can happen. And I was thinking about like this little kind of analogy. So what's hard now is going to be easy later for me. I know that because I push myself a little bit more throughout every prep. And what my hard things were, what my challenging times were, or days were, my prep last year, they're fucking easy now. Because I went through those hard times, I've learned, and I've leveled up. But there's always going to be a new level of hard to unlock. So in 6 weeks from now, when I'm out, 1 week out of my next competition, I'm gonna have something else that's gonna be hard and uncomfortable. But I know I'm gonna be able to get through it, but I'm not there yet, and I know that. And a great analogy that I think we can all understand and relate to, it's like slowly walking into a really cold lake or doing one of those like ice baths or whatever. It's like you stick your feet in and it is cold as fuck. And you just hang out there until it becomes tolerable. And then you go a little bit deeper, and then it's cold as fuck on your thighs, and then it's fine. And then you go in a little bit deeper and it's cold as fuck around your stomach, but you get used to it and you go a little bit further. But the fact is the water is still cold as fuck, and you just take it level by level and get more familiar with the feeling. You embrace it and you know that it's there, but it's your mindset. It's not how cold the water is. It's your mindset around all of it. And I think it's exactly that. It's just a feeling and you can shut it off. And funny enough, my coach told me to shut off my brain a couple weeks ago. I was kind of bitching. I'll be honest, I had like a fucking temper tantrum. And he was like, I'm going to say this so clearly. He had like a little brain emoji in our conversation. And he's like, shut it off. Just shut it off right now. And those are things that good communication with a good coach, you have that, whether you're a competitor or not. I think that's so important. So just, I guess, some numbers, because we're all fucking thriving on numbers and everyone wants to know how many calories I'm eating and what my protocols are, which the numbers don't matter. It's all relative for me and my needs. But just to put things into perspective right now, what my high calorie days were a mere few weeks ago, I'm currently consuming 45% of that on a daily basis. So whatever your caloric intake is right now, imagine eating 45% of that for a prolonged period of time. Imagine walking 2 to 3 hours a day. So I am doing a lot of cardio. Mind you, it is very steady state and it's not intense, whereas some, again, it's all relative to me, right? So just because I'm not doing an hour of HIIT cardio doesn't mean my 2 to 3 hours of walking isn't effective. Again, it's all relative to me. But the big picture in all of this is that it is not sustainable. What I am doing now, I know how to do it because I've done these like hard steps and hard levels before it. And I also have been able to set up my life literally as prep is number one this year. Competing is number one this year. I've set my entire lifestyle, my business, relationship, where I live, how I live, how my office looks, everything around competing. But again, it is not sustainable. You can ask any competitor. It is not sustainable. There are extremes that we have to go through. And there's also a level of just suck it up that we have to deal with. And that's going to depend on the competitor and their competition and their prep experience. So how I needed to suck it up in my first prep versus this one now, which is, I think, my fourth, kind of like my third year of competing, second year of NPC. But anyway, there's a level of suck it up that we all just have to deal with. And that's exactly why I didn't say anything to my coach today when we were talking, because ultimately he's just going to tell me to suck it up. And yeah, I signed up for this. So to wrap this all up, this isn't a flex in saying, hey, just because I can do this, just because I can go through these extremes does not mean I'm better than you. Not at all. This is just me taking responsibility as a competitor and having the awareness
of knowing what my responsibilities are as an influencer, as having a social media platform, and honestly, as being inspiration and a coach, a lifestyle coach, but still a coach regardless. And I hope throughout all of this, it helps you maybe put things into perspective. Whether you're interested in competing or not, I hope you can at least respect the level of responsibility that I have as a coach and a competitor. Sorry, as a competitor, not a coach. And I am always open for conversation. Now, I do know that my energy bucket and my boundaries are very limited, but I'm always here for conversation, and I will always do my best to be real and relatable. So anyway, I need to stop my cardio. I hope this is helpful for you. I hope you can appreciate it. And that's it. We'll talk later, strong friends. I hope you have a great day. It is technically Taco Tuesday, so I hope you're able to enjoy it. And until then, show day is on Saturday. We'll talk later.
Thanks for being here. There are so many ways you can show me your support, like subscribing, take a screenshot and share this on Instagram, or send me a taco donation.